The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Immigration enforcement is disrupting the lives of U.S. families. In this political climate, it is essential that non-citizens know their rights. I'm Lindsay Wunroe, chair of the Chicago Bar Association's Immigration Law Committee. Non-citizens have the right to remain silent and the right to request to see an immigration judge. Seek advice from a licensed attorney or accredited representative. While notaries may offer legal advice at a reduced cost, they are not licensed to practice immigration law and often cause irreparable harm.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk. NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Mike. Doing great. How's it going, guys?
Well, we're trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out what's wrong with the Bears, and now we've had this good news. It's bad for the league, but Mitch is now a better quarterback this morning. He's moving up the ranks because all these guys are injured. What do you think? That's our take.
Well, that's right. Hey, it's a battle of attrition, right? So you're going to look better the more that we've got Mason Rudolph and Teddy Bridgewater, and, right? Isn't that right? Don't they always say hang out with people who are uglier than you?
That's got to be the case. He's not improving any other way.
Hey, but staying healthy. But look, all kidding aside, staying healthy is the key to being a franchise quarterback. You got to be available to your franchise to be a franchise quarterback. You got to be there every week. And the moment a team gets thrust into disarray when the starting quarterback is gone, you see what happens. It's over. It's done. So, yeah, staying healthy. And I know, look, last year Mitch missed some time. He took that hit, kind of a illegal hit against the Vikings. But you got to be available. And when guys are gone for the season, it changes everything.
So let's look at some of this NBA-like player movement in season, Mike. Yesterday, the Steelers trade for Minka Fitzpatrick, and Jalen Ramsey goes to the Jaguars, and he wants out after his sideline incident with Doug Marrone. Do you think that's likely to happen? Because once you have the thinking is, once you have a confrontation like that publicly on the sideline with a coach, pretty much you have to, one of them's got to go, and it's not going to be the coach.
Well, but also when you're talking about a truly great player and one of the very best, if not the best, cornerbacks in all of football, if he doesn't want to be there, you got a problem. And look, there are different ways you can spin this. I saw Steve Young last night on ESPN saying how this is horrible for the league and the NFL needs to put a stop to it. Never mind the fact that Steve Young went to Tampa Bay Buccaneers owner Hugh Culverhouse once they drafted Vinny Testaverde and said, I want traded. You know, it was okay 32 years ago. But I look at it this way. When you have a great player, it's incumbent on the team, the coaching staff, the front office, the owner, everyone, to keep that guy happy. That's how it works. You rarely get a good player. When you get him, you find a way to make him happy and keep him. And look at what the Raiders failed to do with Khalil Mack to the delight of the Chicago Bears. The Jacksonville Jaguars should have avoided this from ever happening. Whether it's an issue between Doug Marrone and Jalen Ramsey, whether it's the failure of the Jaguars to pay Jalen Ramsey once he became eligible for a long-term contract, you have to keep the guy happy. And if the guy wants out, you know, instead of pointing fingers at him, I think you look in the mirror and say, what did we do wrong that we found a guy? You know, we did the whole purpose of the draft. It's a lottery ticket. And we finally got a winning lottery ticket, and we screwed it up by not properly managing our relationship with the star player. I think that's the real issue, and that's the lesson to all the teams out there. It doesn't have to be like the NBA, because you don't have to get your players to the point where they don't want to be on your team.
So I guess the takeaway from the Steelers trade is that they think Mason Rudolph is their guy. I don't know what the takeaway is. Giving up a first-round pick in a quarterback-rich draft would indicate they're not going for a quarterback.
Well, I think it tells me two things. And first of all, they really liked Minka Fitzpatrick last year. Yeah. It's obvious. The guy went 11th overall. Now, they didn't like him enough to trade up like they did this year for linebacker Devin Bush. But this is a guy that they believed in, that he thinks fits what they do from a a schematic and attitude standpoint, and he's going to be a quintessential Pittsburgh Steeler, and he's only in the second year of his contract. He's got 3 more years after this one, assuming they pick up the fifth-year option, and surely they will after giving up a first-round pick to get him. It also tells me that they have optimism. Now, it may be delusion that Ben Roethlisberger is going to be okay next year. Look, here's my concern about all of these older quarterbacks. Simply because Tom Brady has cracked the code and found the fountain of youth and eats avocado ice cream and does yoga and all this other stuff to make himself pliable, and he's playing well into his 40s and he's playing well, that doesn't mean these other guys are going to be able to do it, especially the last guy who's ever going to eat avocado ice cream. He's only going to eat avocado if it's on a pizza. And that's Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, what does he do? He told Chris Sims at training camp he doesn't do anything in the offseason. He throws football to his kids. So, you know, should we be stunned that 2 weeks into a regular season his elbow went? And I wouldn't be confident that the guy's going to be good to go. I'd have kept that pick because it may be a top 10 pick, and I may have to go get my next quarterback in the 2020 draft. So I was surprised the Steelers did it.
And nothing wrong with avocado ice cream, for the record, Mike. It's not that bad.
Really. Well, I understand that, but do you think Ben Roethlisberger is eating it?
No, I don't. He doesn't.
That's
look like
my
he's
point.
Eating. Yeah, that's a good point. And it's a valid one. Okay, let's switch to the Patriots. Obviously, Antonio Brown, he catches a touchdown pass on Sunday. His accuser meets with the league yesterday. Robert Klemko in Sports Illustrated had a damning story full of more allegations that were troubling. It revealed some more erratic behavior. Where is this headed?
Well, you know, ultimately it's headed toward a meeting with the league and Antonio Brown, where he will be asked some pointed questions about the allegations made against him. And that's where I think this thing could go sideways for Antonio Brown. I've interviewed him enough times to know that he may not be, what was the line from Goodfellas? I'm concerned about you, Henry. You may not hold up under questioning. I don't think Antonio Brown's going to hold up under questioning. I don't think he's going to be a good witness. I don't think he's going to tell a persuasive story. Even if he's trying to tell the truth, I just don't think he can communicate in a way that is going to make people believe he's telling them the honest and complete and total truth. And when you start to have multiple people making these allegations, the sheer numbers, if there's no connection between the alleged victims and there's no indication there's any connection between the two women who are making allegations against Antonio Brown, it necessarily becomes more credible and it becomes more difficult for him to talk his way out of it. That's the challenge. And even though he played on Sunday, he could end up on paid leave. The Patriots could find out something either through the league or through whatever maybe side investigation they're doing on their own, whether they should be or not, and decide, you know what, we gotta move on from this guy. They're not going to cut him based on simply the existence of a civil lawsuit. That would be a horrible precedent. But if they find things out that make them think this guy may be responsible for some of the things he's accused of doing, he could be gone from the Patriots. And you know how it would happen with the Patriots. We wouldn't get a warning. He'd just be gone.
Mm-hmm. It was weird to hear the Jets talk about, well, I guess Sam Darnold is the one who said, oh, I'm feeling a lot better. You know, the mono isn't as bad and I could be back. And now Trevor Siemian gets injured, Northwestern's very own, sad to see that happen. But that looked like a serious problem. So are they just going to wait for Darnold to come back? Are they just going to say, hey, this season is a bust? What do they do?
Well, they keep losing football games is what they're going to do if you look at their schedule, right? I mean, at least they play the Dolphins twice this year, so they've got a chance to maybe go 2-14, and they play the Giants, so hey, maybe they'll go 3-13, but it doesn't look good. Now, I give them credit, guys. Last night, they did not give up. You know, you could say the Browns didn't deliver the death blow when they could have or should have, and it should have been a 45-3 blowout, not 23-3, but the Jets were still playing hard in the fourth quarter. Le'Veon Bell was still running hard. They just couldn't sustain their drives. Luke Falk was 20 of 25, passer rating up near 100, but they couldn't sustain drives and score points. And they had a couple of fourth downs that they went for and didn't work out. But I don't think they're done. But if Trevor Siemian's going to be out and Darnold doesn't get back before week 5, and he likely won't, I think week 5 is the best case scenario at this point. It could be that, you know, you rack up losses in September. The problem is your margin for error goes down to nothing the rest of the way. You get to 4 or 5 losses, you basically got to run the table to have a shot at the playoffs after that. And there have been teams that have been 11-5 that haven't gotten in. So, the Jets are quickly running out of chances, and their schedule gets very difficult immediately because they've got the Patriots this weekend.
You know, the Dolphins got rid of Tunsil. They get rid of Fitzpatrick. If they make another trade, at what point, Mike, does this get the league's attention? Because, It's not baseball. It's not the NBA. Tanking has really not ever been done in the NFL because it's football. And I just wonder, at what point does the league get involved at all?
The only time, and that's a great point, the only time that I think there's been tanking in the NFL has been in a very subtle way, closing weeks of the season. The Buccaneers did this year. They nailed down the Jameis Winston first overall pick. You pull out starters and you evaluate young players, right? That's code for who cares if we're 3-13 or 2-14. It's actually better if we're 2-14. But I can't think of a year when it happened consciously and deliberately before a team was even close to being mathematically eliminated from the postseason. And to see it as a week one through week 17, full blown tank for Tua, or as some people now think, tanking for Trevor Lawrence in 2021, that this is a 2-year process by the Dolphins, and that they'll get their quarterback not in April of 2020, but the following year. I just don't think the league does anything about it, because I think that the league doesn't want to acknowledge that there's an issue. So you can't do anything about it. That's why they don't have a draft lottery. I'm convinced, because think of how much money the NFL would make if they did a draft lottery. It would be another tentpole event in the offseason, and everybody would tune in. And people would go nuts for something like that, but they won't do it, because the moment you do it is the moment you acknowledge the disconnect between drafting as high as you can and having the best possible record you can. And there's two different realities for the NFL. There's the football season reality, there's the offseason reality. And the offseason reality, it's great to have that high pick. The end of the season reality is we want everybody to try to win every single game for the integrity of the game, and it's baloney. So I don't think they'll do anything. For the same reason they don't have a draft lottery, they won't do anything about this, because they don't want to legitimize the reality that there is a temptation to tank.
We're looking at the league as a two-team league. It's you know, the Chiefs and the Patriots seem to stand above like Alabama-Clemson. Now, I know it doesn't work that way. The Cowboys have looked good offensively. You know, the Rams, the Niners, and the Seahawks are all 2-0, and I guess the Cardinals tied, so there are no losers in the NFC West. But who's jumping out here? Are the Packers real? Who's the Super Bowl contenders after a couple weeks, Mike?
Well, here's the key. Teams will get better on the fly, and teams will get worse on the fly. And the Packers have a long way to go to get their offense to where they want it to be. So they may be a team that, you know, any win you get in September, if you're a team that no one really knows what you're going to be, that's just money in the bank if you can manage a couple of wins, 3 or 4 wins between the start of the season and Halloween, 4-5-2, 5-3. And then you try to hit the gas pedal in November and December when you are closer to the team that your coach and your front office envision you to be. But beyond, and I agree with you, it's Patriots, Chiefs, and then everyone else. But I think the everyone else is led by teams like the Ravens, the Cowboys. I think the Eagles can still be very dangerous. They lost half their team, it seemed like, in the early stages of the game on Sunday night against the Falcons. But it's going to go through New England. And I think one of the reasons why we've seen New England put the pedal all the way to the metal to start the season, they were 3-5 on the road last year. That forced them to go to Arrowhead Stadium for the AFC Championship game, and they barely got out of that game and advanced to the Super Bowl. And they know this year they've got to be the number one seed, and they are going to overpower anyone and everyone and leave no doubt that they are the number one team in the AFC, and they're going to force the Chiefs to come to them. And maybe you can get the Chiefs so obsessed with beating the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, they have happened to them what happened to the Steelers 2 years ago when they got beat by the Jaguars in the divisional round because they were so focused on the rematch with the Patriots.
Mike, out in New York, Pat Shurmur left the door open to making a quarterback change with Daniel Jones replacing Eli Manning. Do you think that happens this week?
I think a normal, functioning, logical team would do it. Now, I also think a normal, functioning, logical team would have done it week one. So, yeah, it's so bizarre to me. And I think whenever reporters ask John Mara, the co-owner of the team, about keeping Eli Manning on the field due to sentimental reasons, and Mara got very upset, like really upset, that told me, hey, you know what? That's what's going on. And I think Peter King said today on PFT Live, he's 21 games under 500 since the last time he played in the Super Bowl. I mean, can you imagine the Patriots clinging to Tom Brady through that kind of a run of mediocrity? Even the Patriots would find a way to part ways gracefully with Tom Brady. And the Giants have just been caught in this weird cycle where Eli won't leave and they don't know how to get rid of him. And they should have gotten rid of him before the season. I think once you draft Daniel Jones, that's the moment you say, hey, thanks for everything, Eli. We're moving on. I don't know how they're going to get out of this mess. Yes, it should be Daniel Jones, but as long as John Mara is running the show, I think he's going to delay that day that Eli is told to go sit down for as long as possible, especially because they did it 2 years ago and it blew up in their faces. This time, I don't think it'll blow up in their faces. This time, I think the fans are ready for it. The media is ready for it. We're all assuming it's going to happen. We're all saying it should happen. We'll see when it does.
Hey, Mike, thanks a ton. Always a joy.
Thanks, all right, Mike.
See you guys. Have a great day.
That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and, of course, NBC Sports. We will do a little transition next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Dan Bernstein here from the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 9 a.m. to noon. You're listening to Mully and Haw, and then at 9, you'll be listening to us.
10 o'clock, it's Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat reporter. Sage Rosenfels breaks down whatever that was at quarterback at 11. And 11:20, Paul Charchin gets your fantasy team right.
Coming right up, transition at 9 on the Score. Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. If you notice dark stains on your ceiling, mold and mildew starting to set in, everybody I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. And there are some service companies that will just tear out the damage, and then you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from my personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my home to pre-disaster condition, and made it look as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com/radio. That's LifeLock.com/radio to get 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Chances are, you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Ms. Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on the Tucson or Santa Fe. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends September 30th. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Hey, Cub fans, now's the perfect time to get grilling with my friends at Grand Appliance and TV. Shop their large selection of in-stock options and take advantage of up to $100 in special in-store savings on most grill brands, along with free delivery and basic setup on any grill, $398 or more. Visit your nearest showroom or grandappliance.com. Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. You make it home, we make it grand.
Let me ask you, is there anything better than watching football? Of course there is. Watching football with the DraftKings lineup on the line, especially this week. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football, is giving new users a free shot at over $1.5 million in prizes with your first deposit when you sign up with the code Chicago. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run and throw and catch and missed tackle means even more with the DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Just draft your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. There are going to be some great games this week and some huge performances. How do these backup quarterbacks do? Plus, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's some extra cash to play with this football season. Nothing adds to the sweat of watching the game quite like having a shot at over $1.5 million in prizes. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code Chicago. For a limited time, both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. New users, don't forget to enter that code Chicago to get a free shot at over $1.5 million in prizes with your first deposit. That code Chicago only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The phone.